Welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We want you to connect with us at Twitter, at eRadio Sports, and you can always email the show at elissa@yahoosportsradio.com. It is time now to focus our attention on the wonderful world of the NBA, and good news for the Oklahoma City Thunder with the return of KD and Russell Westbrook. And although the Thunder's record currently stands at 5-13, the forecast is now very bright. The Thunder, they've got their stars back. They've got plenty of time to make the postseason in the loaded Western Conference. And all I can say is the payoff, it may not be immediate, but it's going to happen. It's just going to take some time to get these guys into rhythm and into sync. Always a pleasure to welcome back one of our very favorite guests, Basketball Hall of Famer and the analyst with the Oklahoma City Thunder on Thunder Live. That is Nancy Lieberman. She is joining us on the Stuart Cadillac guest line. Stuart Cadillac, real people, real value, real simple. Good evening, Nancy. It's nice to have you with us on this Friday night.
It is a pleasure to always talk to you. You're fantastic.
Oh, blessings to you. Well, Nancy, I think in order for our listeners to fully understand why the Thunder have a 5-13 record, you really have to step back and start at the beginning. I mean, this is a team that has been decimated with injuries, and head coach Scott Brooks, I mean, he said earlier in the year that he's never seen anything like this in all of his years in the NBA. They really have had to adjust and adapt to a ton of adversity. How do you think they responded?
I think they have played so much better than their record. They were in, you know, there's only been two or three games that they have not been at a place at the end of the game where they maybe had a chance to win or take it to overtime. I give them so much credit because so many of those players went to a totally different level. Anthony Morrow, Jeremy Lamb, you know, Reggie Jackson, guys, Stephen Adams, everybody has played a role, including Kendrick Perkins. So everybody did what they were supposed to do to help this team.
You know, the Thunder, Nancy, had to cope with so many injuries and recalibrate their approach on many different levels. But I would say that it really was a blessing because so many of these younger guys, they had the opportunity to get extra reps in and to grow up and even mature more.
It was really fantastic to see what Anthony Morrow and Jeremy Lamb, Reggie Jackson, Stephen Adams, everybody that had a chance to get up on the court gave something and developed their game, their confidence to a different level. And that's something as a coach, and I know Coach Brooks has mentioned this, he really appreciates everybody having a willingness to play the role that was asked of them while, you know, they were recovering from all the injuries with, you know, most importantly with KD and Russell. So You look at 5-13 and you go, oh my goodness, they have a bad record. They made so much improvement internally, which will help them as they fight for the playoffs.
Basketball Hall of Famer and analyst with the Oklahoma City Thunder, Nancy Lieberman, joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I'm your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell. And as you rattle off so many of those names of the youth within the OKC team, who do you think, in your mind, stepped up the most in the absence of KD and Russell?
Reggie Jackson, to me, was absolutely phenomenal. His numbers, when he was playing, I think he played seven games of 40-plus minutes. He had all-star numbers. Not that he'll get elected to the all-star team, but his numbers were that of some of the elite players in the league at his position. And the thing that I like most about Reggie is that he has a willingness to play whatever role this team needs in their quest to be better each and every day. But Scott Brooks doesn't get enough credit. I know he's a staple with this organization, but the way he handles himself, he is one of the most positive, centered people I have ever seen. He takes responsibility when he has to. He'll tell you what he thinks as far as what they have to get better at, whether it's coaching or players. But that's why the Thunder organization has been remarkable, because of that total philosophy that Sam Presti has filtered down through the organization.
Scott Brooks has absolutely been very, very steady, and I want to talk some more about Reggie Jackson, because when you reflect back in his first season with the Thunder, he saw limited time, but he continues to flourish under head coach Scott Brooks, his system. How will he readapt to his role now and his challenge now coming off the bench?
Well, I watched him the first game when Russell was back, and he seemed to me he was a little bit more of a facilitator. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Reggie has a unique skill set. You cannot stop him at the rim. He's developed a very steady outside shot beyond three. Now guys have to press up on him on the perimeter, which gives him his driving, you know, lanes and gaps. Every year I've seen something else. He can finish with his right hand, his left hand. He's a great rebounding guard. Reggie's been really, really important to this basketball team, and the fact that he's so adaptable and working harder on the defensive end, I might add.
Well, and I will say, too, so many of these guys are being put into this type of situation. They had to learn to respond to pressure and how to win games in the fourth, right?
Well, when you put yourself in a position to win, and the Thunder have done that with their defense. I mean, they have one of the best defenses in the NBA, and you have, you know, two guys at the front of the rim in Ibaka and Steven Adams that can chain shots, block shots, which is a blessing on the perimeter for anybody who's chasing those fast guards. So their defense will always keep you in games. The low scoring at the beginning, you know, they were somewhere between 29 or 30th in the league in scoring. Crazy for me to say they were only scoring 89 or 91 points. But I will say this, it took possessions away from some of the high-powered offensive teams, and they just went after it possession by possession and tried to get better, which they did. And I said this on air many times. A lot of guys say they want that last shot to win or lose, but they don't. Reggie Jackson was willing to put everything on the line, his reputation, and take those shots, whether he made them or missed them. That, to me, said a lot about him.
What were your takeaways from the game on Tuesday night against New Orleans? Of course, KD returns. We're going to talk about that here in just a moment. But you were talking about that defensively, the Thunder are one of the better teams in the league. Did you have some concerns because they did allow 29 points in the first quarter and 40 in the second? They had to tighten things up.
Well, they did. I mean, they turned it around in the third quarter, which is what brought them back. I mean, very uncharacteristic of, you know, the Thunder to give up 40 points in a quarter. And those were easy points, and a lot of them came off turnovers, which led to the Pelicans are, you know, an up-and-down team, and they want to get in the open court. So the turnovers that were happening were, you know, high in the quarter court where it's a steal, it's a score. And all of a sudden now, you know, they're coming at you, and you're trying to slow it up, so you take quick shots and outside shots instead of pounding the ball inside, running some high percentage, you know, sets, and that's how that dreaded Uncle Mo gets into your family. Yeah. Uncle Momentum, and yeah, the Pelicans got Uncle Momentum, and they just rode it. But the third quarter was totally different, and that's Scott and Rex and Robert Pack, the coaching staff, making adjustments.
Okay, we're hooping it up, talking some NBA with Basketball Hall of Famer and the analyst with the Oklahoma City Thunder on Thunder Live, Nancy Lieberman, tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We are going to step aside for a quick commercial break. We'll be rejoined and much, much more talking NBA.